March 9th, 2014, Sunday morning service. Today we are going to read from Titus chapter 2, verse 1. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine. This is a continuation of what we have been talking about. This is about fables spreading in the church, and not only Titus, but in other letters, Paul often warns about the wrong doctrines being spread and spoken, like old women's fables or Jewish fables in the church. And from what we understand, even the mainstream churches are now believing the wrong doctrines, like being lifted up before the tribulation or left behind series. So we have to be truthful to the Word of God and not to go with the popularity. Verse 2 and 3. Let the older man be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. About the word slanderers, I looked at the Greek version and they used the word diabolos. The same word is used in John chapter 13 verse 2 and a few other places too. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Yes, the word devil is diabolos. So being slanderous is being diabolic. You know, some people who gossip about other people and they are so enthusiastic and excited as they speak. Yesterday after I left you guys, I prayed and walked to Fuchu area as I usually do, and I went to a ramen noodle shop. And I usually order sauteed vegetable there, and I sat at the counter table, and there were two ladies in their 40s, and also sitting at the counter table, and one of them, a skinnier one with glasses, she was bad-mouthing about somebody in the entire time she was there. It was so annoying. The shop was quiet and everyone could hear her. And it was not a beautiful thing to see someone bad-mouthing about another person. And she was so enthusiastic in her speech with loud voice, and I was wondering if she was even enjoying the food, because I did not enjoy mine as I had to listen to the slanderous words. And I was there preparing a message for today, and I thought about her. So when you gossip about people, as the Bible says, it is inspired by the diabolic force. So there is a time that you almost want to say something bad about someone, because not everyone is nice, but be very careful with your mouth. But there are people who enjoy gossiping about others, and that is diabolic. Paul warns for older women for some reason, but there are also men who enjoy gossiping. But whether you're men or women, do not gossip and criticize others behind someone's back. The Bible says so. And the next one says, not given to much wine. My father is a Christian too, but he drinks every night. And he justifies saying that the Bible says that not to be drunk, but the Bible do not say not to drink. But there were times that he fell down from some steps and got hurt. So I also think that, biblically speaking, being given to drink means that you're given to a different spirit. And then we think that if we become a Christian and go to church regularly, we all have the Holy Spirit. But I know from my experience that that is not true. Some people have different spirits, even at our church too. You know, we had sisters from Kansai area, and they gave us prophetic words about our church and then told us exactly what we wanted to hear. So for a while, I thought it was God speaking to us. But later, we found out that it was not so, because when I confronted with some of their prophecies with some Bible words, they told me to disregard the Bible teaching. Then it was so clear to me that their prophecies were not inspired by God's spirit, but other kinds of spirits. What I know is that there are many spirits out there working, and when you are open to those spirits, you will be used by them and deceived by them. And what I also know is that when you're deceived by the spirit, you're the last person to know that you are deceived. Those who are deceived are even more confident than others about what they think they know. The next verse says, the older women to be teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. So if you're older women and experienced women, you should be teaching and guiding the young ones. There are some Bible verses saying like women should not teach or should not dominate men, but this section says the older women have to teach the younger women. So learning to teach others is also important. It is a learned skill, because some people, even teachers, don't even know how to teach and always end up discouraging others. On the other hand, there are some people who are very good at teaching, and then they know how to motivate them. So cultivate the necessary skills to be used by God. The following verses is for young men. Likewise, exhort the young man to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility. It shows that we Christians have to be a model to the world, not only by our speech, but also by our conduct. So I try to be helpful and be polite to others, and I also post the Bible word from Isaiah on the front door, and I know some people actually read those postings. And the other day, people from water department came, and then he started talking about Isaiah, and I was wondering why. Then I remember that I had the word from Isaiah posted on the door, so I know some people actually read those, and people do watch what you do and be affected by you. When I was young, I was watching what my pastor was doing, and I was very, very much influenced by him. He had a really pure and sincere heart, and he prayed a lot, and I learned a lot from him. So people are watching you, even if you don't think they are. And when I was young, I worked delivering milk, so I could not attend our morning prayer, but I was off on Sunday, so after I finished my Saturday shift, I would go to my church and spend the night there and attend the morning prayer on Sunday morning. And I would see the pastor praying in the cold sanctuary in the early morning on Sunday. And I was influenced by that. And only on Sunday morning, I would pray with him together in the sanctuary. And I never saw his wife coming out and pray with him. She was probably busy preparing breakfast or something, but the pastor never slept then or skipped the morning prayer. The next verse. The sound speech that cannot be condemned, the one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you. This is for when you speak. Do read your Bible and you know your word. You do not need to go to a seminary for you to know the word. And when you speak, do not give any speech where the enemy can twist your message or confuse you or the listeners. The kind of work we do by speaking against the wrong doctrine is like we are doing a sword fight using the word of God. So we have to learn how to speak to be based on the Bible and be intelligent in our speech. Sound speech that cannot be condemned, and One who is an opponent may be ashamed. Here Paul is saying that because there are people who are opposing him, his answer to that is to speak in a way that your words cannot be condemned. And I also wrote in the last newsletter about the invasion of the church by the evil spirits in the end time. I don't think many Christians have even thought about that, but when they don't understand, what they don't understand is that we should not just call them blind or criticize their lack of understanding. We have to learn to support everything we speak with the Bible and show them the truth. When I wrote that, I used the Bible verse about the seven spirits coming back to the house after it has once left. They come back because there is no strong man in the house. I know I talk about this a lot, and I know everyone here understands what it means. But we have to speak in a way that even the first-time listener can understand it. So when you work with the Word of God, whether you're giving a message or writing a newsletter article or holding a seminar, your speech cannot be condemned, and your speech may not put you to shame. And some people might not have read the Bible before, but you should be able to they should be able to understand your message clearly. So we should not be speaking the Word of God in a way that only you can understand, but rather be excellent in your speech so that all can hear and understand the Word of God through your speech.